You are listening to KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein. Over the weekend, USA Today had one of those top 10 lists of great things to do in the country. This particular top 10 was on best frozen desserts in America. Included in the group was Valley-based Sweet Republic, which, until very recently, had only one small shop in Scottsdale. Several years ago, Bianco's Pizza near downtown Phoenix received raves from across the country. It was even called the best pizza in America by some. So how does that happen? How does a small Phoenix eatery become nationally known? With me for a couple of minutes to talk about that is Howard Seftel, longtime restaurant critic for the Arizona Republic. Howard, good morning to you.
How are you, Steve?
I'm good. All right, so let's start with Sweet Republic. This small Scottsdale shop, I know it's expanded now. How does that become nationally regarded? Is that quality combined with marketing? How does it happen?
In the case of Sweet Republic, it's not marketing. And the way most of these things happen where they come to national attention, Steve, and this is going to sound a little self-serving, but it starts with local critical reaction. That's what puts it on the map. So once somebody covers it, then there's a certain amount of word of mouth. It gets around, the buzz starts, and if the quality matches the buzz, eventually it percolates up to some national newspaper like USA Today or the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal, and then somebody parachutes into town for 2 days and discovers it.
Well, regardless of your great taste and critical acumen, which of course we would never question, I do wonder though, do some people just sort of jump on the bandwagon because they want to look cool? It sounds like, well, this place is great, and they try and think, this is pretty good, but I think everyone else likes it, so I must as well.
There certainly is a component of that. For my own part, because I get on these places before everybody else, luckily, I'm not jumping on the bandwagon once it's already started rolling. I hope that for a place to sustain itself that's got a good reputation, it has to be more than a bandwagon effect. There actually has to be something there.
And so what helps the momentum continue? I mean, is there a point where people just sort of get bored with seeing the same things on the same lists?
No, I don't think so. Here at the Republic, I would like, when we do our top 10 list, we do one every week. Yes, I would like to, I keep it up to date, but I'm not going to take something off and put something new on that I don't think is, better. So we're just trying to tell people these are the best spots and whatever they are. New, old, 25 years old, 25 minutes old, that's where I'm going to send them.
As I focused on a few minutes ago, I mentioned Bianco's Pizza and the Sweet Republic ice cream. How much pressure comes with being nationally regarded? I'm sure that everyone says, we want the national attention, but are these small places always ready for that?
It's enormous pressure. And let me tell you something that Bianco once told me. He said the key to any restaurant operation is consistency. Yes, you can make one fabulous pizza for one fabulous critic, and yeah, that's fine. But you got to serve hundreds and thousands of people every day, week, and month. So, it's sort of like, anybody's work. You have to be consistently good. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's not worth it.
Yeah, because I do wonder about that. Let's say there's an off night, or in the case of Bianco's, people used to wait hours and hours to get in for that. So I would think if you've waited hours, maybe you're just so hungry, everything tastes great to you. No offense to Bianco. but I do wonder how much plays into this idea of, boy, we've waited so long, and it was so worth the wait. Is anything worth that wait?
Yes, it is. Okay. But you're talking to a food critic.
Right.
The thing with these people, like the people who run Sweet Republic and Bianco, is they are there. They're not off in a condo in Tahiti counting their money. They are in their place all the time supervising the quality. Until Bianco's asthma acted up, every single pizza that came out of his oven was put in and taken out by him. So there is a certain and very admirable fanatical quality to the people who do the best stuff.
And Howard, last thing briefly, you mentioned not counting money in some island somewhere. So, is the money really good when you start getting known by these national publications?
Unless you are a celebrity chef who then goes on some Food Network channel or creates an empire, no, we're not talking about the kind of money that is going to put you, in the and the Fortune 500 list. And actually, Steve, you hit upon a very important point where in order to be really good, you know, you can't run, I mean, you can run a business empire or you can run a restaurant. It's not the same thing. Most of these small people, like the people behind Sweet Republic and pretty much Bianco, you know, they are at their job 52 weeks a year.
Howard Seftel, longtime restaurant critic for the Arizona Republic. Howard, thank you.
You're quite welcome, Steve. Take care.